You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the ticket. Stanley Cup Finals are here. Jim Costa with Sir Puxalot, Kenny Cott, as we get you set for the series. Some stuff on the matchup, the storylines, the Conn Smythe, and who wins Lord Stanley's Cup. We did an episode as Cash the Ticket for the NBA Finals. I thought Mike and Evan were on point last night. Game one, you saw it. Jokic is going to be unstoppable. Maybe there's some value in Jamal Murray. We'll see if we can give people value.
Are you paid by the value, by the way?
By the you, like, actually.
Every time I hear you talk on Cash the Ticket or on the shows that we do here, it's always value with you.
The more yous, the more dollar signs.
That's true.
How it works.
Yeah.
We'll get it on a t-shirt one of these days. How do you feel about these two teams? I know you and I have traded some back and forth in the hallway. Kenny, you weren't a fan of certain matchups along the way, but what do you think of this as the matchup?
This, as the last four teams that were remaining, were Dallas, Vegas, Florida, and Carolina. This was my preferred matchup coming into the finals, would be Florida and Vegas, primarily because it's not an overly defensive team on either side of the ice here. But I quite like the matchup, and frankly, if you asked me to pick a series winner right now, I don't know that I could do that for you, because the way that Florida got to the finals, beating the best team at negative or at plus odds, and then you beat, you know, two other teams that, you know, you weren't favored at all in any of the games, basically. You were the underdog every step of the way. Vegas, there was a kind of a clear path where you can get to the finals. Florida didn't have that. So I really have no idea. I have no temperature on this series. I can do game by game when it comes to that.
Perfect. But hey, I think this is way better. I mean, the NBA, there's a heavy favorite. It's the Denver Nuggets. In the Stanley Cup, we'll get to the lines. For the series, one side's minus 130. The other side's plus 110. This is a toss-up of a series. It's an even matchup. You got star power. You got goalies who are both playing out of their mind, and I think there's a ton of great storylines. The first of which is what you talked about, Team of Destiny, the Florida Panthers.
Right.
They get in at the very end, very last day. You beat the Bruins, the President's Trophy team. You beat the Leafs. You beat Kenny's Canes with that epic OT game, the sixth longest game in NHL history.
Oof.
And the way they've done it, as effectively an eight seed, with Matthew Tkachuk leading the way, Kenny, goes down as one of the all-time greatest trades in hockey history, right?
I mean, it's got to be up there, especially. Well, it might only do that if they complete the Stanley Cup and actually win.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like, it was a great trade. I didn't think it would go down quite like this. I mean, mark it down. I think a lot of people had Calgary winning that trade and not Florida.
Well, it was
they gave up a lot of assets to get him.
Huberto was a 100-point player. Some of that was playing in Florida's offense, which was great last year. And clearly regressed playing in more defensive shell suitor-style hockey in Calgary. But they gave up Huberto, a 100-point guy. Weegar was one of their top pair defensemen.
Right.
They gave up a first, a prospect, and they got back Matthew Tkachuk. And it meant they didn't win as many games. They didn't get as many points. But I think the payoff is the kind of hockey they're able to play, this fearsome forecheck where Tkachuk is, he's a problem, dude.
He's a big problem. And I've heard hockey insiders describe Florida's offense as a drunk guy at a bar. There's just, it's all full send. You can knock them down. They're going to get back
and
up.
Forearms.
100%. It's just, it's a lot of loud noises. It's a lot of, you know, punch and trading punches. And they were able to beat some really good teams doing that. So, I mean, you can't argue with the result. They need to close this out, though, to complete this season of destiny type of thing here.
Tkachuk, 21 points, 16 games. Bunch of game winners. He's scoring on one of every five shots on net. He's gritty. He fits this team. He's transformed the team. He is the team. The other guy is Bobrovsky.
Yes.
Who is a multi-time Vezina goalie, got paid a ton of money, went in the tank, and here he is, smelling like roses.
Bobrovsky versus Adin Hill. If you asked me right now, if you twisted my arm really hard and said pick the series winner, it might end up going to Florida, primarily because Bobrovsky's won two Vezinas before. He's a proven commodity that when he is hot, when he is on his game, he's probably one of the best goalies in the league. So if you really wanted to twist my arm, and you probably get it at plus, what did you say, plus 110?
For what?
For the series win?
For the series, Florida's plus 110.
Yeah, so if you really, really wanted to grab the value now, because if Florida wins game one, that's only going to go down. If you really wanted to bet it now, I would consider that. That would be the way I would go.
You tell me if I'm crazy on this. I think if you like the dog to win the series, you just bet him in game one first. And if you're right, you get paid, in this case, plus 110 for the game one. And if you're wrong in game one, now you get better odds to take them to win the series.
Yeah, no, I like that as a philosophy. I think they could win game one. They've had a long, long time off now, being that the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow, Saturday.
Saturday night.
And they've been off since what? They've been off almost
It's a nine-day delay.
I think it's
one of the longest in the history of hockey.
I see that being a problem for both teams, but Florida can turn it up very quickly. Vegas, they just got done scrapping it out. I think that gives Florida an advantage. Some people say the time
rest
off
versus
is
rust, the classic debate.
100%. I think, but honestly,
does it cool off a team of destiny? That would be my concern, betting Florida or backing the Panthers.
See, if you want to bring that up, I'd more look at it like that's a game one problem. And
yeah,
if they
fair.
Lose game
yeah.
one, I mean, the wheels will keep turning again.
That's fine. Again, they're on the road. They're dogs in the series.
When it comes to the rest versus rust, I've always said it always affects game one. But after that, I mean, you're back into playoff series mode.
Yeah.
It's only a game one, maybe even a first period.
And again, they were down 3-1 against the best team in hockey and came back to win the series.
Yeah.
So you
they
can't
have the
count
resume.
Them out. Yeah. So my philosophy would be if you like Florida in the series, bet a money line game one. If you're right, you win. And you can roll that into any future bets in the Stanley Cup. And if you're wrong, they're going to go from plus 110 to win the series to, what, plus 180,
yeah.
plus 200. All of a sudden, you're going to start to get a little more juice if you still back them following a game
and
one
it's going to sound like some real degenerate shit, but if they lose game one, then I'm definitely betting them game two.
Right, that's
you're getting great
I know,
value.
I know. But who are we talking to? These are our people. This is what they're here for. Let's talk Vegas for a second, because the storyline for them, it's not Team of Destiny. But they missed the playoffs a year ago. They got a new coach, full season out of Jack Eichel, his first postseason. Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley, try to find a deal. Let me tell you, last minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. About that guarantee, if you find a ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins. You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Post-back surgery, he's found a home, and he's producing, and they went through the Jets, they went through the Oilers, and the Stars, some teams that can score, and this team does a great job of suppressing shots. Your big thing, the high danger chances, they don't give up very many of them. Vegas is a team that's going to suffocate you defensively.
And that's why I'm not so concerned. That's why, inevitably, too, I pick Florida in this, is because we saw them beat a team that suffocates you defensively. They've played basically every team that plays any kind of style of hockey you could hope for.
Mm-hmm.
So when they played Carolina, Carolina suffocates you at the neutral zone. They still found a way. And also, Bobrovsky stood on his head. This is going to be a classic goalie battle, I think. A goaltender-fueled playoff series. And, I mean, even if Vegas does suffocate you in their own zone or in the neutral zone, I still think that drunken guy at the bar theory prevails. They dump and chase. They find a way to get a puck towards the net. It's just, it always seems to work out for them. And they have that cushion of Bobrovsky behind them in case it doesn't.
Couple notes. Panthers, better team on special teams. In the playoffs, power plays 28%.
It's great.
And their penalty kill is not great, but it's been much better than Vegas. They're 71% kill, Vegas 63% in the playoffs. Some of that is facing Edmonton in the second round, where their power play unit was great. So specialty teams, a slight edge, maybe even more than a slight edge to the Panthers. 5-on-5, these teams were separated by less than 1% in expected and actual goals scored.
Jeez.
Talk about an even matchup. Panthers better at creating offense, Vegas better at suppressing it. Both teams going to get a ton of boost from their defense, putting shots on net. Montour and Ekblad for Florida. Petrangelo, Theodore from Vegas. It's a really even matchup. The way I lean, though, is the team that plays defense. It just feels like that's the type of thing that wins these games. So the more we talk about this, the more I think we're going to be pushed to our corners. Kenny's going to dig in a little more on the Panthers. I do like Vegas. I think here's another different one of the things that helps differentiate: depth scoring.
Mm.
Vegas is getting contributions up and down the lineup. They get a ton from their bottom six, outscoring opponents by a 12-goal margin without their top two lines on the ice. So if you're rolling four lines, blocking shots, playing defense, as long as they don't take a ton of dumb penalties, they're the better team, and they should win the series.
Yeah, that's true. Florida is a little bit more top-heavy in terms of scoring talent specifically. If Barkov or if Tkachuk or if somebody like that goes down with an injury or God forbid, misses the series.
Or just gets neutralized with the matchups.
100%. Then you're in big trouble. The only thing that would still lean me to push for Florida would be, I mean, you said it with the special teams, their power play. You combine that with what I think is the better goal or the hotter goalie right now with a better resume.
Well, let's get to that.
We're gonna be pushed into our corners eventually when this series comes to fruition.
And that's where I'm at with this. The goalie point is I want to give a controversial value opinion. This is the Conn Smythe, the odds for the series. Bobrovsky's plus 200. He's the favorite to win the Conn Smythe.
Right.
He had a .971 save percentage against Carolina, which is insanity. It was the third highest save percentage in a conference final since 1980.
Right.
Like, we're talking J.S. Jaguar standing on your head stuff. He's plus 200. Aiden Hill has a better save percentage and a better goals against, and he's plus 1,000. I mean, Bobrovsky's been great, and Aiden Hill is metrically, statistically better.
You know, it's funny you say that, because if you're going to map out a way for Vegas to win, it starts with Aiden Hill playing very, very well. So in terms of value, if you're one of the people like Jim who think that, okay, Vegas, this is the team, this is the year. If you're a Vegas guy, you think Jack Eichel's going to stand on his head too, and you think they're going to out-offense Florida, it's all going to start with Aiden Hill. So
do you, if you're a Vegas bettor, Aiden Hill at plus 1,000.
Tremendous value.
Feels really good. Florida puts a ton of shots on net. He's going to be tested. And if they win the series, he is going to be a big reason why. The other options, if you're backing Vegas, Eichel is the favorite at plus 400. He's got a point a game. He's the star. He's the name. He's the narrative. Never lost a playoff series.
Never lost.
Marstichaud, plus 650. He's got 17 points, 17 games, and he's heating up. 4 goals in the last 5. Don't hate that if you're throwing a dart.
Right.
But how about William Karlsson? 10 goals leads the team in the playoffs. He plays a critical defensive role. If you're going to go toe-to-toe with the Barkov line, or if you're going to be on the ice opposite of the Tkachuk line, could Karlsson have a couple goals, play a pivotal eraser role? Any thought at him at plus 700 if you're backing the Knights?
If you're backing the Knights, I'm either taking Jack Eichel or Aiden Hill.
Okay.
Primarily because, A, that's names that not either people know or that's going to play the most pivotal role.
It's the leading scorer or the goalie.
Exactly. And, I mean, I don't want to say anything's rigged here, but Jack Eichel is a name that people outside of hockey maybe have heard of before, whereas William Karlsson, maybe not.
No, that's fair. So, yeah, Eichel at plus 400 or Hill at plus 1,000 if you like Vegas. There's only two options if you're betting Florida. I mean, I could scroll down and you can bet more options, but Kenny, if Florida wins the cup, it's Bobrovsky at plus 200 or Tkachuk at plus 360.
Yeah, and I mean, considering what you read off about Vegas's offense, I think it would have to be Bobrovsky, right? I mean, this is an offensively talented team in Vegas. I mean, with Jack Eichel and with Marchessault and with Carlson, too. There's nothing in me that says if Florida wins this series that Tkachuk will be the Conn Smythe winner.
Who should be? Like, I know you have to bet maybe not what's right, but what's going to happen. Who is actually more valuable to this team of destiny, the goalie or Tkachuk?
See, I've had this discussion with a couple of my hockey first friends, and it's basically an even split. Nobody can agree on this. I'm on Team Bobrovsky because a couple of those games, a couple of those OT games, you don't get there without Bobrovsky. And I know Tkachuk scored the winner, but you don't get there without Bobrovsky. It's about getting there, and Bobrovsky's gotten them there. Maybe he stood on his head.
I'm a sucker for the narrative. Tkachuk's what's different.
Yeah, all right.
He's different.
I knew it.
I'm a sucker for it. But that doesn't mean he will win it. Like,
no.
I would say if you think Florida's going to win... Yeah, I guess Bobrovsky at plus 200. I hate betting the guy with the least payout,
right.
But he is the favorite for a reason.
That's not the value play. That's not the Jim Costa value.
It's frustrating. okay, so we've kind of meandered through this. Just real quick then, you are betting Florida to win the series at plus 110?
Before I walked in this room, Jim, I wasn't betting this at all, but the more I've talked to you about it, now I'm probably the second I leave this room going to bet Florida plus 110 to win the series.
We don't hand out a lot of minus bets. The Knights at minus 130 is not like punitive.
It's not the Denver
Nuggets minus 300.
Right.
Like, okay, whatever, just don't even bother. I don't know if there's a strategy to wait. I think if you're going to bet the Knights minus 130, you're not paying too much in terms of VIG. Again, we don't like handing out anything north of 120 is kind of a rule of thumb.
No, but
130 is not terrible, though.
The way you could supplement, though, that is bet Vegas if you're really convinced they're going to win, and then pick your favorite Conn Smythe, maybe even two. Then
you could bet two.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, with the fact that they're both.
Go grab Aiden Hill. Go grab Jack Eichel. Go do it. I mean,
yeah.
Then you supplement, and if you're that convinced that Vegas wins, the juice doesn't matter. And then you win extra.
Conviction, I think, is funny because you came in with none, and it is such a close series on paper. Conviction's a really dangerous thing with betting. It's like, I wouldn't get too carried away with too many props. Do you have any?
I don't have any props for this series. I kind of want to wait for at least game one before I can gauge what props I would attack. Then maybe for game two, I might have some. Same city, you're still in Vegas. Same setting, essentially. I'm going to look at game one, and I'm going to pay close attention and see what I can come away with.
Yeah. I mean, put a bow on it. I like the Knights. If I just put a little bullet point out, it would be I think they are the more complete team, balanced offense and defense. They're the better defensive hockey team. They will lay out the body. They block the most shots in the regular season and considerably the most in the postseason. I think they're a great counterpunch hockey team. Sometimes they'll give up the first goal, especially in that Dallas series, and they'll bounce right back. So, sure, you've got your drunken bar fight, but if you could absorb the first blow... And you got a shiner on one eye, and you stay in the fight, that's been Vegas all year.
What's the quote? You've got an army, we've got a Bobrovsky. And a better power play.
You know what it is? We love Rocky on the on the show you work on, Valeni's show, and it's not how hard you get hit.
Yeah,
you got to keep getting up. That's Vegas. I think they are going to get hit by a fierce forecheck, but I think they're the type of team that just answers and counterpunches. I like Vegas. You like Florida. How many games for the series?
See, you know, I was also this was another discussion that I find myself in frequently. Is I don't think any amount of games would surprise me because Florida found their way getting there in like four games. They beat Boston in a longer series, but they got there in pretty quick fashion. That's why they have all this time off, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you told me that it was Florida or Vegas in 6 or 7, I'd be like, that maybe it makes sense. Then if you said, oh, it's going to be Florida in 5, I'd be like, that's what they just did. So my prediction, Florida in 6 seems to be the pretty safe bet for series score. Is there a prop for that, by the way?
You can. So Mike and Evan talked about this in the NBA episode. And yes, I do listen even when I don't do the episodes. And I heard the slander. They wanted to put like a Costa ventriloquist dummy in the studio. They talked about betting the Nuggets in 5 because they're such heavy favorites and you can bet exact who wins and how many games. That was like plus 200, 220.
Right.
So you really got to feel it because... You're not getting like, you know, plus 500, plus 700. It's not horse racing.
No.
I haven't even pulled it up. Do you want to pull it up? Like what it would be to bet? Who, like Florida in 6 games?
Florida in 6 games would be Florida in six, plus 500.
Okay, so...
Oh, that's Vegas in six. Florida in six is plus 460. So that's kind of where I would... If you're going to bet... I mean, this is some real degenerate
shit. Again, we are not condoning you to do this.
Scale of 1 to 10, but...
This is just guys talking games.
You want good value? A good value play? A Florida sweep is plus 1,400.
Okay, all right. We're done. That is Cash the Ticket, Stanley Cup. Bet responsibly. Have a good time. Playoff starts Saturday night. We've got you covered.